Now, we've heard about big pharma, but now we have to turn our attention to where things begin, smaller scale pharmaceuticals. And there are hundreds of small and medium-sized enterprises that are exploring drugs and antibiotic discovery. Heather Fairhead is the founder and the CEO of Cambridge startup Fico Therapeutics. She's with us. So, Heather, what's your company trying to develop?
So we're trying to develop a new approach to antibiotics and particularly focused on infections which are serious and occur in hospital patients. So we have a two-pronged approach to this. The first component of our technology are bacterial viruses. So in the way that humans get viral infections, whether it's colds or flu, so bacteria have their own viruses that can attack them. And what viruses are designed to do is to latch on to their target cell. So in the nose, it would be a nose cell, for example, and they inject their DNA, and their function really is to make more copies of themselves and burst out of that cell and infect other cells and just escalate an infection. So we take these bacterial viruses and we strip out the genes in there that we don't want, and we insert a gene which encodes our antibacterial protein. And the beauty of our protein is that it's a naturally occurring protein, so it's evolved over millions of years to do what it does. And it actually targets the DNA inside the bacteria, and it changes the conformation or the shape of the DNA, and it completely inactivates it.
This is in the bacteria you target.
Inside the bacteria themselves.
So it's almost like you're doing gene therapy on a bacterium. So you're using the virus to deliver a genetic message that then distorts the DNA of the bacterial cell.
It's a sort of anti-gene therapy, if you like, because gene therapy, of course, is used for good purposes. But here we're actually killing the bacteria, or I should say really the bacteria are killing themselves, because they are making this protein which disables their DNA, but they're programmed to do that. And the beauty of this really is that it doesn't matter even if the bacteria mutate, and which is how most antibiotic resistance arises, our protein will still stick to and inactivate that DNA. So for the antibacterial component, it's very difficult to see how resistance would arise, although, of course, in nature, you can never say never.
When you say these are serious infections, what class of infection are you going for? What bugs is this targeting?
So our lead product is targeting a bacterium called Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and that is really a problem in patients in hospitals. So it can commonly cause hospital-acquired pneumonia, but it's really a major problem in patients on ventilators, so in ICU. And that can be a whole range of people, not just people that have gone into hospital because they're already sick, but it could be young people who have had an accident or whatever, and they end up on a ventilator. And these infections are really difficult to treat, and Pseudomonas is a really tough bug. I mean, it has quite a high mortality rate. So that's our lead focus.
And how would this be administered? Would it be sort of squirted into someone's lung or onto the skin infection, whatever the target is where the bug is growing, or would it be given via the bloodstream?
So we can deliver this drug in a whole range of ways. We've developed actually a topical antibiotic for decolonizing MRSA in the nose. That's on hold at the moment while we focus on this higher clinical need area of Pseudomonas aeruginosa. We are developing an IV drug, but initially we're going for, as you say, direct delivery into the lung. So this would be inhaled, because people on ventilators obviously already have delivery into the lung. So, and we find that we can dose a lot lower amount if we're delivering directly into the lung. And of course, that plays into how much the drug eventually costs.
Now, when you say that it's very difficult for you to get resistance to this drug, because antibiotic resistance is a major, major problem, at the same time, the bugs could nonetheless mutate so that the phage, the virus that you're delivering the chemical with, can't bind to them anymore, couldn't they?
Absolutely, they can. And no technology is perfect. The fact is that, if you like, in our technology, which is called SASPJET, the phage could be seen as the weak part of the technology. However, people understand bacteriophages. They've worked on them for many, many years. So we understand all of the weaknesses of the phage going into developing our product, which means that we can actually influence its behaviour before we go forward into the clinic. And that means that we suffer less losses later on, because we can address those up front during the development process.
And considering the business side of this, what's your game plan? Is the idea that you will get this to a stage when a very big company that has the capacity to do the really big trials you need to do and do the marketing that you need to do and take the drug to market that you need to do will do that? Or is your intention that you'll get it all the way to market yourself?
No, we won't take drugs to market. I mean, that's incredibly expensive and very time consuming. As your earlier guest said, no, we will take the drugs to through the early clinical stages and then expect to license that product to a bigger pharmaceutical company.
And how far away are we?
From having a drug on the market? Several years.
Okay, but that still sounds optimistic. So you've got something that's working.
Absolutely. And that's the point, isn't it? That we know that bacterial viruses can target bacteria. So, you know, we don't have the risk there later on that it won't work. We know that our protein is designed to disable DNA. So we know that works. And we're just bringing together those two components. And hopefully, in the end, we will have a drug that actually saves lives. And that's what keeps us all focused, really.
Fingers crossed. We wish you luck.
Thank you.
Heather Fairhead from Phyco Therapeutics. Thank you very much.